White House is the red earth. It could be the center of the world. I've heard New York, Paris, Tokyo called the center of the world. But I say it is magnificently humble. You could drive by and miss it. Radio waves can obscure it. Words cannot construct it. For there are some sounds left to sacred words form. For instance, that fool crow picking through trash near the corral understands the center of the world as greasy scraps of fat. Just ask him. He doesn't have to say that the earth has turned scarlet through fierce belief after centuries of heartbreak and laughter. Swirling earth and your shiprock, you become the land beautiful and understand how three crows at the edge of the highway laughing become three crows at the edge of the world laughing. Spirit who lives here. She is working on a story. It is the oldest story in the world, and it is delicate, changing. If she sees you watching, she'll invite you in for coffee, give you warm bread, and you will be obligated to stay and listen. But this is no ordinary story. You will have to endure earthquakes, lightning, the deaths of all those you love, the most blinding beauty. It's a story so compelling you may never want to leave. This is how she traps you. See that stone finger over there? That is the only one who ever escaped.